From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in Egypt. Egyptian security officials quoted state-run media say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants in an attack on a packed mosque in the volatile North Sinai Peninsula. The government's MENA news agency reports authorities said extremists targeted the Al-Rada Mosque in the town of Bir al-Abed, west of the provincial capital of El Arish. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi took to the airwaves today and told his nation, "We are fighting this alone. Egypt is confronting terrorism on the region and the world's behalf. That is why all that is happening at the moment is an attempt to stop our efforts to confront terrorism." A witness reported that militants in a four-wheel drive vehicle opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in today as Zimbabwe's president, ending 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
With newspaper headlines marking the end of the Mugabe era, Zimbabweans are already moving on.
What happened before is past. What we need is forgive each other and build this country again and bring sanity and unity.
The new leadership should create jobs and employment. We do not expect the new leadership to be corrupt. That would disappoint people.
Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa told supporters that he needs help not just from the Zimbabweans, but from everyone after he's sworn in as president. The international community is pledging support for a new course after Mugabe's divisive and controversial rule.
That's Mariama Diallo reporting. This is VOA News. London police found no casualty Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they have not located any trace of any suspects, evidence of shots fired, or casualties. Persons traveling on the system self-evacuated, fearing a terror incident. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. This development follows comments from the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in which he said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Now, Tillerson went on to say those responsible for the atrocities must be held accountable. The search ended today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week. The transport aircraft was traveling to the USS Ronald Reagan when it crashed. Eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition, but Japanese and U.S. ships and aircraft had continued searching for the others. The United States has called on Pakistan to arrest and charge an Islamist cleric accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on India's financial capital. Pakistani authorities, acting on a court order Friday, freed Hafiz Saeed from nearly 11 months of house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. The detention had stemmed from the terrorism allegations against the firebrand cleric. Washington has been offering a $10 million reward since 2012 for information leading to Saeed's arrest and conviction. A suicide bomb attack on a police convoy in northwestern Pakistan today killed a senior officer and his guard and wounded six others. The early morning blast occurred in Peshawar. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey's Foreign Affairs Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu is warning Europe against trying to boss both his own country and Russia.
Now, Turkey's economy is growing.
Çavuşoğlu also stressed the important role Turkey plays on the international stage and warned against using sanctions or threats against Russia. Çavuşoğlu is in Rome for meetings with his Italian counterpart. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least eight people and wounded 16 others. Islamic State, through its propaganda media wing of Amaq, took credit for the bombing, saying it killed and wounded more than 50 people. Well, today is known as Black Friday in the U.S. Shoppers hit the stores as retailers under pressure to find ways to woo shoppers away from their rivals. As the holiday shopping season officially kicked off, retailers are counting on a lift from a better economy. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.